Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 11th of August, 2023. The Bible reading today is Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Today's article, titled True Sacrifice, was written by Amy Boucher-Pye. The famous cyclist Gino Bartali used his bicycle to free persecuted people. A committed Christian, he wanted to act against Mussolini's fascists and the German Nazis during the Second World War. He'd ride to a church known as San Damiano in Assisi, where he'd take his bike inside, remove the seat, and fill the tubes with false identity papers. Then he'd deliver these to the persecuted Jewish people living around Florence and in the Tuscan Hills. Gino Bartali risked his life so that others might live. Bartali took his inspiration from Jesus, who died to give life to others. Writing to the church at Rome, the Apostle Paul spoke of Christ's sacrifice. When we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. What a gift that Jesus would die for those steeped in wrongdoing. Paul observed that very rarely would anyone die, even for a righteous person. Then how much rarer is the sacrifice of a perfect person for sinners? We may not need to put our lives on the line, but with God's love, help and strength, we too can act sacrificially. Whether stopping to help someone in need, giving financially, providing a safe space for a displaced person, or simply by listening, we can show Christ's love for others through our actions. Who might God inspire you to help today? Let's pray. Sacrificial Jesus, thank you for paying the ultimate price on the cross, that I have the assurance of life with you forever. Help me to share your love. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.